Any list of what-ifs when it comes to the state budget really starts with the economy, but Wisconsin's list of troubles extends to the courtroom. A case involving how software gets taxed could cost the state roughly $300 million. A lawsuit by doctors over the state taking money from a fund for victims of medical malpractice could cost about $200 million, and a legal dispute over back payments from the Ho-Chunk Casino could cost tens of millions more. Any possibility could throw the state into a hole because this latest budget fix only set aside $100 million in reserves. Todd Barry with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says that's roughly 0.8% of the state budget.
If we were a family spending $50,000 a year, 0.8% would mean that over the course of the year, we would save $395 for whatever emergencies we have. I mean, that's far less than any financial planner would recommend for a family.
If the economy stays steady and the state is a winner in court, the next legislature will still have to work with the governor to plug at least a $1.6 billion hole in next year's budget. Barry says that's because they relied on one-time fixes for this budget, like borrowing more. The governor also left it up to his administration to come up with another $270 million from state agencies through what are called lapses.
And lapses don't mean cuts necessarily. They can mean transfers from other funds.
At least one of those transfers is already clear. The governor announced he'll move about $100 million out of the transportation fund to pay the rest of the state's bills. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.